Welcome to another program, Success in Life, with Dr. QB Davis King. We are live in the Success in Life studios in beautiful San Diego, California. I hope that you're having a great day. I am excited and delighted, as I often say, every time I get a chance to come in the studio and spend time with you. I'm always excited. Let me welcome you once again to the program Success in Life. And I'm always excited to look forward to spending time with you, as I said before. Now, we have been discussing on the broadcast how to become a great influencer of people. And I hope that you've enjoyed the previous two broadcasts. We'll continue along those lines. So the question may come up, Dr. King, why is it so important to learn how to get along with people and how to influence people and understand people? Well, based on a study by the Carnegie Institute of Technology, this is not some number that I pulled out the air, neither did anyone else. That study concluded that 85% of your success in life, your entire life, listen, everybody, this is powerful. 85% of your success your entire life will be tied to how well you're able to get along with people or to influence people. 85%. And so what that screams in my ear, and I hope it screams in your ears, is pay close attention to your people skills. Because every day you come across people that can either help your career or kill your career. They can help your business grow or kill your business growth. Every single day. So the study, which was very interesting, concluded that it doesn't matter what profession a person is in or what profession a person pursues. You can be a doctor, an attorney, a scientist, a professor at the university, a ball player, a musician. It doesn't matter. The person that's able to get along with people, influence people in a positive way, will be the person that will be successful in that organization. Or to put it another way, how great is your influence? How great are you able to influence people that you come across every day of your life? And so I often ask the question, do people respect you when you sit down to talk to them? That comes down to your influence and your ability to get along with people. And we are constantly trying to influence people. You have to influence a person to give you a job. You have to be a great influencer to land a contract with a company. You have to influence your boss to promote you on the job. You have to influence the maitre d' to give you a great table at the restaurant. All of these are skills that really can be learned. And so when you're talking about working with your people skills, everyone, you constantly have to be in motion, striving to always get better at your people skills. I'm constantly trying to sharpen that skill. So on today's broadcast, I'd like to share with you the 9 human motivators, and I promise you I will share that with you from the last broadcast. Napoleon Hill, author of the all-time bestseller, Think and Grow Rich, and you hear me talk about this book quite often. If you have not read this book, put it in your arsenal. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He said this, listen carefully, everyone. He said it is absolutely unconscionable to think that anyone in the sales field will ever attempt or even attempt to sell anyone anything without thoroughly understanding the 9 human motivators. It's unconscionable to think that. I was in the sales field for a little while, and you know what? No one ever taught me about the 9 human motivators. I led people, a team of people, at 2 of the largest corporations in America, and I never heard anyone explain this to me, the 9 human motivators. People are motivated. They move by motives every day. And so we are all selling something. You say, well, I might not be in the sales field, Dr. King, or I'm not in the sales field. Well, we all are selling something every single day of our life. Every single day, we're selling something. We're selling people on hiring us and promoting us. We're selling a company on our services. We're selling people on buying our products, or we're selling a person to give us a good deal on their products when we go to buy them. We sell people on when we return an item to the store. On and on and on. We're constantly selling people on helping us succeed at whatever we're trying to do in life. Every single day, we're trying to sell them on that. So there are 9 human motivators. Let me go through them with you. I want to share these with you. Humans are motivated, and we all move by motives. There's the motive of love, materialism, sex, self-preservation, freedom of body and mind, revenge, self-expression, and life after death. Those are the 9 human motivators. And Napoleon Hill said this. I love what he said. He said, "You have absolutely no right to ask anyone to do anything for you until you have given them an adequate motive." Why should I hire you? Why should I promote you? Why should I give you the best table in this restaurant? Why should I give you a good deal on buying this new car? We are all moving by motives each and every day. So the more you understand these human motives, and the better you understand how they really affect people, the greater your opportunity will be to influence people in your life. Let me go through them again. There is the motivation of love, materialism, sex, self-preservation. There is the motivation of freedom of body and mind, revenge, self-expression, and life after death. That is our time already. My goodness, we just got started. But I hope that you enjoyed the program today, everybody. Study these motivators, because they really do make a difference in how you influence people in your everyday life. Dr. King, QB Davis King, signing off for now, everybody. Come on back. Let's do it again. Look for the next broadcast. We'll continue to talk about the things that make for success in your daily life. Signing off for now, everybody. Until I meet you again, Dr. King saying, go out there and make your dreams king. Bye-bye, everybody.